she called a Brahma. And she came in the mind of Brahma that I want to see some pastimes of Krishna, whether he is Krishna or not. She wanted, if we can stole the cops and cowherd boy from Krishna, what he does? So he skillfully stolen away all the cowherd boys and also cops and kept in the, and for 1 year he was waiting to see what he is doing. But Krishna, as usual, he made himself lakhs and lakhs of cups and cowherd boys. And daily he used to play like usual, as if nothing has been happened. Nothing has happened. At last, Brahma, at the last day, he came and saw that what is strange is there. I know you all what happened. Krishna has mercy to him. To arise that all the cops and friends were himself Krishna. Why? Because all the cows and mother of Braja wanted that Krishna should be their son. No? They wanted. So Krishna must fulfill this idea. And another reason was that more important, that all the ladies, all the girls of Braja wanted that Krishna should be our husband or beloved. So Krishna became in thousand and lakhs covered by, but not in his shape, but their shape. And all were married to whom they were married? Actually to Krishna, but not in that shape, in Krishna shape. So all were. But those who have no association of Nitya Siddha or even Sadhan Siddha, who were senior, they are known. So there two things were there that I explained. So good activities and bad activities. So that was, they have some tendency that Krishna should be my husband, but they cannot come. Those who have, they will have to go to Dwarka. But Ramchandra, unconditional, merciful, he gave this chance to them. So both were burned. So don't try to make any pious activities or bad activities. Try to serve Krishna by all your activities. Don't do karma. If you are doing anything for yourself or for others to please and to good for them, then it will be good activity. It will be problem for you. If you are making a temple to show that I am doing so big things, I am a dwar of this mandir, so much name and fame will come, and this will be very problem for that person. Don't do these things. Only to please Krishna or devotees or Gurudev, in some occasion you can do, otherwise they will all be like a problem. Only their problem was that Krishna should be or has been. So it was problem. But Krishna was so merciful, and all gopis by the accession everything was gone. But if in the sadhana avastha you will have so many things, then your sadhan is vyartha.
In vain.
In vain. We will go to either of Vaikuntha. If it is successful, then you can go to, or you can go to Dwarka. You cannot go to Braja. So he is now explaining what is sadhan. Sadhan. We are not acquainted with what is sadhan. Only you chant sometimes 8 round Harinam with so many worldly desires, having so many gains, with so many anarths, not knowing that what is love and affection and what is called sadhan bhajan, doing only that Guru has told that you should do chant Harinam, and by chanting this Harinam everything will be done. He has told correct by doing Harinam. But Harinam should be pure, with a relation, giving all the worldly desires, all the anarths, aparad and everything, even that Krishna should be our husband. Then it will be sadhan. You have known that anya abhilashita sunya jnana karma adhi anabhritam anukullena Krishna anusilanam bhakti. All kinds of worldly desires, all kinds of Vaikuntha desire also, all desires for Dwarka also, every should be given up. Know all these desires. Don't take the help of karma and jnana so much. Don't cover your bhakti with karma and jnana. Don't have any abhilasa, only to please Krishna and Krishna bhakti. To have pure bhakti, you can have desire, nothing else. And always by tan, man, vachan, by and by moods, in nivritti atmak and pravritti atmak. No? What is pravritti? Doing all the efforts by tan, man, vachan, by body, mind and words. And don't do anything against bhakti. This is nivritti atmak. Don't anything do which is obstacle for bhakti. Then this is called sadhan. That is why he is telling kriti sadhya bhavet sadhya bhava sa sadhana vidha nitya siddhasya bhavasya prakatyam haridisha. I will explain it tomorrow. Try to remember what I have told. All these siddhants so greatly in your heart that you should be qualified to understand it. Where you are not understanding, you can question from senior Vaishnavas here, those who have understood. And if you are not satisfied, then come to me with a question, I will try to solve. This is a very good occasion. We are all discussing all these things, highest things. If you lose this time, we will lose forever. It is very rare to have these associations. No? So try to make it successful. Don't lose a word even. And then you will see that you have so much good bhakti. So I will explain tomorrow. Gaur Premanand.